The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, my next guest, I received an email from that said, in case you haven't heard the news, I've announced my candidacy for the Los Angeles City Council, District 14. Well, my guest is Hal Bastian, and anyone who knows downtown Los Angeles and all the mega building and the deals and getting people together, Hal Bastian has been one of those iconic people that really is synonymous with the development of downtown Los Angeles. I know Hal from the club where I worked out and saw him there, but we got to know each other a bit more. And Hal, I'm pleased to have you on the program today.
Well, Larry, thanks for all the kind words. I'm happy to be here with you.
It doesn't happen in Los Angeles if Hal doesn't know about it, does it?
Where do I wire the money, Larry?
There you go. So, set this up because some people outside of downtown may not know who you are. Kind of explain your role and how you've kind of taken on, I don't know, I want to say a facilitator role, but you put people together, you look to needs. Describe what you are.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, the first thing I want to tell you, Larry, is that I didn't fall too far from the tree. I was born at Queen of Angels Hospital, which is 2 miles from the Central Business District of downtown, right there on the 101 freeway. It's a 12-story building, which is now called the Dream Center. More babies were born at Queen of Angels Hospital after World War II than any other hospital. 500,000 of us baby boomers were born there. And so I'm an Angeleno through and through since 1960, June 25th to be exact. And I'm a real estate guy. I'm a commercial real estate guy. And in 1994, I was recruited by a big firm called Cushman & Wakefield to come downtown and do the retail leasing of what was then known as Broadway Plaza at 7th and Flower, and then it became known as Macy's Plaza, and now it's called The Block. And my job was to lease up that commercial space, and I started there in September of 94, and I've never left downtown since. And after I finished that assignment, I went to work for a guy named Tom Gilmore, who was taking advantage of a new public policy called adaptive reuse, where he was converting old office buildings and turning them into residential. So I left corporate America to go lease loft-style apartments. And a really great part of that story, Larry, is that we had sealed all of our floors of these old office buildings with epoxy. And it's really hard to be a renter and have a dog. So I said, let's be dog-friendly. And I leased 230 apartments to 350 people with 150 dogs. And it changed downtown. And at that time, by the way, the population of downtown L.A. was 18,000 people, and today it's 80. So I worked for Tom for a couple of years, and then I got recruited by the Business Improvement District downtown. A woman named Carol Schatz was the president and CEO, and I'd done really well at leasing up the old bank district, and she was the mother of the adaptive reuse ordinance that allowed for these conversions of old office buildings to residential. She said, come over here and help us keep building downtown. And ultimately what I became, Larry, is I became the salesman of downtown for the Downtown Center Business Improvement District, which is a nonprofit. You could kind of think of it as a private government. It keeps the streets clean and safe, and then it helped to promote downtown. And during my 13 years with Carol, I had the privilege of helping to create the downtown renaissance that you see before you today. And I did over 300 transactions. I helped to recruit Take a Louie to downtown, which is our most popular restaurant, Ralph's, Whole Foods, and hundreds of other deals. And it's not an exaggeration to say that every crane that you've seen in the sky for the last 20 years, I've had something to do with in terms of giving the people the confidence to jump in and come and join us in downtown Los Angeles. So ultimately, I'm a facilitator. I'm a hub. I'm a person that hooks people together for the for the common good. And during my 25 years in downtown, I've gotten to meet and over 16,000 people. And those are the ones that made it in my contacts. And there are many more than that. So ultimately what I do is I connect people.
Yeah, and let's move it to this run for office, elective office, that you are now seeking. This would be a city council seat that you'd like to go after, and it's District 14. Obviously, a lot of issues. On the email that you sent out, you mentioned your concerns, like many others, about the homeless crisis. You've really been in Los Angeles and seen this, I don't want to call it bloom, but just the numbers of homeless and tents and all that. And you want something done on that, don't you?
Yeah, it's a human rights crisis that's unprecedented. And it's the result of 60 years of bad public policy. And there is homelessness for sure, almost 60,000 people in the county of Los Angeles. But it's more than homelessness. So many people on the streets, Larry, are addicted to drugs and or alcohol, and many of them are also mentally ill. And so when we talk about the scourge of people dying in the streets, we need to be talking about not only the fact that they don't have a place to live, but we need to talk about how we as a society are allowing themselves to kill themselves in the public realm, and we are not helping our mentally ill the way that we need to be doing it. And frankly, it threatens everything that we've done, not only in downtown, but in the entire region. And it's immoral for our society to allow people to, quote unquote, live this way. And Larry, I want to tell you something. I've been, I'm a drug addict and alcoholic, but I've been clean and sober for over 18 years. And there, but for the grace of God, go I. One of the reasons that I'm so interested in creating solutions is because, if I, God forbid, ever chose to drink or use drugs again, I would be one of those homeless people living in the tent or pushing the cart, and I don't want to get there, and I don't want them to be there.
Yeah, and how we have devoted quite a bit of time on our program to the issue of homelessness. In fact, we have a recurring weekly segment at the heart of the homeless crisis. So I've heard the different solutions being proposed. I've seen some action, not other action. What are you an advocate for? What would work?
Well, I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, our governments do not respond to public opinion and input. They only respond to lawsuits. You know, this country, Larry, did not get civil rights because some people decided in Washington to vote to give people civil rights. It happened through litigation. And the only thing that our city and county seems to respond to is litigation. So I'm a member of an affinity group called the Los Angeles Alliance for Human Rights. And we're not a 501c3. We don't have a board of directors. We're just a group of people that thinks that the current situation is untenable. So what we're doing, the group is, and as well as some named individuals, is we're going to be suing the city and the county to help them along. And let me tell you what that lawsuit is about. We're going to be suing in federal court and ostensibly telling the government that you guys have failed as your job as a sovereign, and you're not protecting public safety, you're not protecting public health, the streets are impassable, and it's not okay. And we're going to ask the court to force the county to facilitate immediate shelter. I'm talking about as if we had an 8.0 earthquake today. Immediate shelter for each and every one of our 60,000 homeless peoples to be distributed in the 88 sovereign cities of the county of Los Angeles under the direction of the federal court. So what that does, Larry, is it gives political cover from NIMBYism. Everybody seems to be concerned about homelessness. Oh, yeah, but they don't want to be part of the solution in their neighborhoods. So this will provide political cover for 5 supervisors, 88 mayors, and every council person in the county of Los Angeles. So we're gonna help them along with the lawsuit.
And now, thus, there will be, you could see, a consent decree, and they would just have to comply.
Exactly.
And it would mandate that there needs to be a shelter in each of these regions. Like it or not, get them off the street. The clock is running, and we're going to enforce that. They kind of did something like that in Orange County, but they didn't have as big a problem as L.A. There, right now, there aren't 65,000 beds if we wanted to put them places. So there.
The other issue, Larry, is this. It's not just a matter of beds. The people who are mentally ill and or addicted, we could offer them hotel rooms today at the Biltmore Hotel in downtown Los Angeles, all expenses paid. We could tell them that they could drink and use in the room, and they would not be able to accept our offer. And the reason they would not be able to accept our offer is often they're suffering from paranoia and feeling as if they would not be safe. And so even if we built the housing, until we deal with the mental health issues, we got a big problem, Houston.
Yeah. I might take that offer to stay in that hotel. It's not a bad place.
It's a wonderful place. I did a staycation there this year. Everybody should do it.
Yeah. Al Bastian is with us. If people want to learn about your upcoming campaign, where do they go? What do they need to do?
Our website is halbastian2020.com.
Okay. Got a couple of minutes. Let's, you know, you are a real estate guy, so I got to ask you this. We don't know the whole story, but as you know, there's an investigation into development and downtown, the FBI, files being taken from, you know, various offices. Can you give us the one-minute story on what's going on with that? What is that story?
Larry, you know as much as I know what I read in the papers. You know, that raid happened a year ago, and yet nobody's been indicted, and nobody's, you know, been arrested. So, you know, it's a bad thing anytime the FBI raids your office and your home. So we just don't know. But the inference is that there was some kind of impropriety or corruption that was going on, and that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, and I've had guests on about that topic. Quickly, could more be done to protect the city and to set rules in place as far as ethics for the council members so there wouldn't be potential conflicts?
Well, sure, that's possible. But I got to tell you, you can make all the laws in the world, but if somebody's dirty, they're not going to follow those rules. They're going to take the money.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about that?
Right. Well, we'll just have to see how it plays out. But interesting that you've got this interest in doing this. We'll have you back. We'll hear more about this. Thank you for taking some time to be on the program and kind of introduce yourself to it. Hal Bastian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
HalBastian2020.com, right?
You got it.
Take care now. Bye-bye.